The Steve Dez Island podcast is brought to you by Steve Dez here at wakeupnow.com. Hey, what's going on, man? Sometimes, you know, we get really tired about working, whether it's me, my personal behalf. I worked a boat detailing company. I worked at a restaurant. I'll work even entertaining kids, dressing at Dora the Explorer. And I even worked at a movie theater. And sometimes it kind of sucks to work at a 9-to-5 job. And, you know, you work harder than other people, and you only get maybe a dollar as a raise. What about being your own boss? Well, let me tell you this. I got you some amazing news. Me, Steve Dez, I can help you accomplish any single dream you have, whether it's one or multiple. If you want to be, you know, a professional basketball player, if you just want to travel the world, whatever it is, I know I can help you. And it's because of my new partnership with this company called Wake Up Now. And it's a company that basically you're your own boss. You dictate your rules, you dictate your hours, you dictate your paycheck, and it's residual income, which is every month you get this money for you. And the better thing about this is that it's all based in positivity, because the more you help people, the more money you make, and the more money the other people make. So it's all a buddy system. So if you're ready to take on this challenge, go to stevedez.com and click on the tab Work With Me, or just email me at stevedez4950@gmail.com. And we'll get in touch, all right? All right.
You are now listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Dez.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Dez in the freaking building. Yes, me, Steve Dez, and I'm back right here with a brand new Steve Dez Island Podcast. The podcast I bring to you my most famous and amazing and just awesome-tastic friends that I got out here in Hollywood, you know? But they come from all over the world just to share their creativity and their artistry with the world. And what other place than here, the Steve Dez Island Podcast? Because it's the private island where all your dreams come true. Yeah, it's over here. And today's guest is not the exception. This dude, oh my God, talk about doing it all in the business. This dude does it all. Oh, talk about DPing. That's operating the camera, if you guys don't know. Talk about writing. Talk about directing. Talk about even video editing. I'm sure he has done some of that. He just finished a short film that's coming up and a feature film that's coming up. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, producer, director, writer, actor, you name it, this dude does it. And he also has a bachelor degree. A lot of you guys don't even got one of those. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up to the one, the only, Kelby Joseph.
Thank you very much, Steve Dez. I also was going to tell you that my bachelor's degree is just a fancy word for debt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just fancy words for debt.
It's a fancy word for debt. Yeah. I'm just saying, well, I mean, there's a lot of people that chase it and don't finish it.
Losers.
Losers, you need to get in debt, all you guys.
Every single one of you guys. What are you doing living debt free?
Living debt free. What about you, man? What's going on? What's going on with everything? How's life?
Everything is great. We have, and when I say we, I mean me and my people at KO Productions.
KO Productions. Is it still the glove?
It is still the glove. Okay. Originally, KO was Kelby KO Productions, and our whole thing was like, we're going to knock out our competition.
What does KO stand for?
Knockout.
Okay, just for the people out there that don't know KO.
It's... But now now it's just KO. Like, it doesn't stand for anything. It's just KO Productions. And it used to stand for knockout, so our little picture in the front was a glove, like a boxing glove. And we were like, yeah, I better get scared of us because, you know, we're about to do it real big. But then we changed it around and we just now have KO Productions. Just that cool, that sleek, that like, boom, just like that, you know.
Still going and grinding, dude.
Yeah. So we came out with a feature film. Last year we came out with a short film called Familius with Dion Richmond, who was Ken or Bud in The Cosby Show. He was also Jordan in Sister, Sister. And he was in that short film. We did a crowdfunding campaign for the feature of that movie, and it didn't quite work out in the end, but it did work out in a different way, and we shot a feature film called Waivers, and it's a fake documentary about two plumbers that decide that they want to get rich quick and make a movie about their lives. And while they're making this documentary, they run into trouble with the mafia.
Oh, that's cool. It's original, right?
It's an original script. I wrote it, I directed it, I produced it, and I am the lead actor in it.
Boom. That's how you get it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Joseph Gordon-Levitt did it. So
there you go.
Might as well direct it and be on it. Be the lead.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we just wrapped up a short film called The Enemy, which is pretty different than all the other stuff that we did. It's like a 3-minute story of a girl that's possessed, pretty much. So that's what we're working on now. I have a new movie. Well, I have a new script in my hands, written by me, called Dice. And we're working on getting the finances and all that kind of stuff squared away for that. So that's next. But for now, we're going to focus on wrapping up the post-production on both of these last films and moving on.
What are you going to do? Like an Indiegogo or something like that, or a Kickstarter?
For the new film?
Yeah.
No, not yet. We have a couple of people that we want to attach their names to the project. Once we do that, maybe we will go the route of crowdfunding. If we do, then we'll need every single one of your help. And if we don't, then we might have a couple of investors throw down for the project. We'll see. We'll see.
Straight up. And what happened to Lilith?
Lilith is a script that I wrote, and it's my favorite script. Let me not say that. It's my first script, and I want to make it, but it right now is just too expensive to make. Mm. It's not an expensive film, but where I am as a filmmaker and all that kind of stuff is too expensive to make. But I do want to make it. I want to make it like maybe a movie or two from now, when I am like solid as a director and I know what I want. 1,000%, because that movie is real special to me, so I don't want to just make it for the sake of making it. I want it to be perfect. Mm. You know, I want there to be the right amount of money. I want there to be the right talent behind it, and just make sure that it's rolling the right way. You know, there are some movies that you could just make, and it, because the movie is a certain way, it will come out good or great or even to your satisfaction. But Lilith is specific, and it needs that specific attention. So we'll come back to it.
And for the people out there, you know, there's a lot of people out there that go like, oh my God, this dude directs, produces, writes, all this stuff. Like, how do you came about to do all these things? Like, was there a original thing you wanted to do and just branch out off of that? Or how did it all came about that you are now a multi-talented guy?
Well, you know, when I was in Florida, I was writing plays in churches. And I remember as a kid, I wrote a play.
Oh, you were like Jason Derulo then.
Was he writing plays?
No, he was in Florida and Haitian.
Jason Derulo's Haitian?
Yeah, you didn't know he's Haitian?
No. No, he's not.
He is. At least descent.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Jason Derulo.
Are you a fan?
No, I'm not a fan, but I know that.
Okay, well, it makes me feel bad now because I don't really like Jason Derulo. And he's an AMDA alumni.
Yeah, so. that's the only reason I know it, because AMDA promotes it so much.
So much.
So much.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
That is like, of course I got to read his biography. So
I wonder if he's ever going to listen to this, but you think one day he might
come one day,
out,
maybe.
He might come out of the closet.
Come out of the closet.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I don't know. I the only thing I know about that dude is that he doesn't sing a lot.
No?
I mean, he lip syncs a lot. Because really? he's dancing. Like,
like there a are lot. Some people that can do both.
Yeah, Usher.
Usher can do both?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Michael Jackson.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yes. I was in Florida, and no disrespect to Michael Jackson.
We love you, Michael.
I was in Florida, and I wrote a play called Through Thick. And I was trying to put it on in Fort Lauderdale. And I remember in the church, they were like, you're just a kid. You don't know what you're doing. And I just got into it from then on. And we moved away. And my pastor, who is world famous singer, Whitley Phipps, I said, hey, I want to put a play on in this church. And he said, okay, fine. It was that simple, you know. And the other church, you know, they were like, no, you're just a kid. You don't know what you're talking about. We put it on. It was a huge success. So many people came to support. I directed it. I acted in it a little bit. I was just so happy to have put it on. And, like, my mom would walk through Walmart, and people would say, hey, is your son the one who wrote the play? And she'd be like, yeah, you know. Yeah, so that was cool. And
how old were you when this happened?
Probably like 12.
Dang.
Like 12 or 13, 12. I think it was 12. And because I turned, yeah, I was 12.
And you already had your first door shut on you, and you just went another route.
No, in fact, I had so many doors shut on me because I remember telling my dad, hey, I want to do Hollywood. Like, I want to do that somehow.
You just told him, you just go, hey, I was dad, like, I want to do Hollywood. I'm going to do Hollywood.
Because I got an email from Explore Talent. You know who
that is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I was a kid, you know, and yeah. I was just like, I want to do that. I want to do something along the lines of that. And the funny thing is, I didn't know anything about anything. My parents wouldn't let me go to the movies. They wouldn't let me really watch most things on TV. But I just knew, like, I have to do something along the lines of this. So when my dad was like, no, you're never going to go to Demon Hollywood. You're never going to do that. So, you know, I was like, I'm going to have to express myself some other kind of way. So I put on the play, and we put on multiple plays after that. And each one I acted in just a little bit more. And then I think 2008, I saw season one of Breaking Bad, which is the greatest show of all time. Everybody should watch it a lot.
BB.
And I saw Bryan Cranston win something. Either was an Emmy or a Golden Globe for...
And he gave that famous advice?
No, he didn't give any advice. Okay. The thing is, he won the award, and I was a huge Malcolm in the Middle fan. And I was like, what? What is Hal from Malcolm in the Middle winning, you know, for? Because I thought the show was over for a while. Breaking Bad. I watched season one. I was like, boom, that's it. I have to be an actor. I have to be an actor. And I got up, and the very next day, I moved to L.A. And while I was in school, I was like, man, this sucks. I was like, I need to leave. Like, I need to...
Did you move straight from there to school?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you auditioned for Amity.
I had already auditioned, and my mom was like, she took me, and she was like, I don't know about it. You know, we had already went to visit, but I sold him on the fact that I was going to be a lawyer forever.
And just so you guys know, Kelby used to be really chunky. Really chunky. Uh-huh. So... in Hollywood at the time, like now there's Melissa McCarthy out and some people out. Like there is more like diversified a little bit. But Hollywood has a strong image of like you got to be this, you got to be that to be an actor. You got to look this way and whatever. And Kelby's a guy. How much did you weigh at the time?
300 pounds.
300 pounds under that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I went down to 165 in about 5 months. And then... people started calling me skeleton and drug addict. So I didn't do any drugs. But I had to.
Sold gym.
Yeah. I pushed myself.
Controlling your portions.
Yeah, that's it. Stop eating McDonald's. McDonald's so bad. I haven't eaten McDonald's in like 3 years.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You got cancer.
I love, right? But I love McDonald's. It's just so bad for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had to just cut
and the
it
thing
out.
Is, you. The thing is, you can find a McDonald's like anywhere. Literally, you walk in one direction 5 minutes and you find a McDonald's. And
I just opened up a suitcase behind me and there was a McDonald's in it. So, And so while I was in school, I was like, man, this sucks. You know, only acting is like not my pleasure. But I know I like to act, but it's just not. It's not the only thing I want to do. So I started shooting, and once I realized that my shower theory is correct, then I pushed into it. And the shower theory is when you're a singer or you're doing something, you know, in your life or you're pushing for something and you're in the shower, you imagine yourself doing what? Performing on the grandest stage of them all, you know, doing something to the biggest, like, extent of what it would be. Mm. But when I'm in the shower, I think I'm typing and I write the end, and then I take the script and I hand it to another version of myself and I say, okay, action. And then I start acting, which means I wrote it and I directed it and I acted it. And I was just like, boom, that's what I have to do. I have to do all three things to satisfy my urges, everything that I have in me. I need to do as much as I can to be the best, you know? And it's not only 'cause some people think that I'm doing it just because, you know, I want to be in control of everything. No, it's just like everything is my passion. I like making film, and I like doing all aspects of it. And I don't have to be the star or anything like that. I just like doing it. So I'm all about it.
It's funny how life just plans out the way it plans out. Especially when you make that bold choice of like, I am doing this. It takes you so many places. For example, in my wildest dreams of my life, I never thought I was going to be working, putting lights on different theaters. And I did that for years in Florida. Mm-hmm. I was putting gobo lights and, like, changing the whole, like, you know, the colors of it and all that for plays. And a play I was working at. Like, it was just an extracurricular type of thing. And then it became a job. And they say, hey, we got lights over here. It pays this amount. You want to do it? And I went and did it. And I was doing it not just I wasn't looking forward just for the paycheck. Of course, it was a good paycheck, but I was doing it just because of the whole passion of like, this is gonna help this production, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the productions I'm in, or this other production that somebody else is in, but I'm helping them. Like, it's just setting the lights. Mm-hmm. I never thought I was gonna do that. I never thought I was gonna do a radio. I was gonna have my own radio show. Like, my biggest passion at first was just stand up, and that's why I said that's what I'm going with. And then, you know, eventually I started writing my plays. Mm-hmm. The first play I wrote was in fifth grade, and it was about chickens.
That's how you start.
That's how you start.
That's also how you know Steve Dez is part black.
That's how you know. I just write plays about chickens, getting married, and pretty much. You said something really important that I was really thinking the past couple of days, maybe weeks. And it was the whole shower theory. Mm-hmm. I was really thinking, because I'm like, why every time I come to the shower, I just get bombarded by ideas. Mm-hmm. I just get bombarded by, it could be jokes, it could be sketches, it could be maybe someplace in life I see myself in the next few months or whatever it is. But I get bombarded by things, and it happens mainly when I'm in the shower and not another place.
Right.
And this is the reason why it happens. Uh-huh. And it's because we are just so sucked in into entertainment, period.
Uh-huh.
Like, we just get distracted so frequently that in the shower, which is the only place you basically can't get distracted because you're just there showering yourself, you just get bombarded by all your thoughts that you could have on the rest of your day if you go out for a walk or if you do something that is not just watching TV or on your phone all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that you're right. But also, I think that there is some kind of power when you're free, like you're by yourself, and the act of you standing up, not taking a bath, but when you're standing up in the shower, is different than when you're lying down in your bed, because that is a submissive position. But when you're standing up, and you either feel like you're standing above everything, or you're standing with everything above you, then you either look down or you look up. And most of the time, you're looking up because there's something, you know, that you're still striving for, something that you want to get, something that you want to do. The shower is where everybody practices their Oscar speech. You know what I'm saying? The shower is where everybody rehearses their lines, where everybody sings their songs that they have to perform that day. If they're auditioning for something or if they're performing in something, the shower is the place where you do it, where you stand up and you show yourself, you know? So that's why I think everybody take more showers.
Words to the wise. You heard that, Indians?
I didn't say that.
Kelby just said, go take more showers. Oh, out of Kelby's mouth. You can't rewind it. He just he just said that.
But, yeah. And my advice would just be to anybody. Number one, be the best you that you can be. I tell that to everybody. Because that would mean that you have no longer have any more competition. And that's the thing that everybody out here is always worried about. Who's my competition? Mm-hmm. Because you'll usually walk in a room, if you're in an audition, with 10, 15, 30, 40, 50 other guys that look exactly like you. And if you're weak and you're weird, then you're going to say, look at all my competition. But if you go in the audition room and you just say, hey, this is the best that I can do. If it's not, then I'm going to take the steps to become better. But I'm not trying to become better than the other person, especially in an artistic craft, because art is subjective. So how mm-hmm. are you going to be better than anybody else? Mm-hmm. It makes no sense. Except there are some people that are real bad. But, but you know, once you hit a certain level, you get it. That's number one. And number two, if you're an actor, stop just acting. If you're a singer, stop just singing. Everything in every industry is like multi. You know, multi is the only word that I can think of, because once you learn how to do one thing, then it jettisons you to learning how to do the other thing and doing it better. And then that brings you back to your passion. You know, if I'm an actor, if I write and direct my own projects, then I can act in my own projects instead of me waiting for somebody to call me. And most of the time, most of the stuff that I book is because all the stuff that I shot and acted in myself are the things that people saw. And they say, hey, that guy's great. Maybe he should be in our project, too. So that would be my advice for you. Just be a multifaceted person and you'll get real far.
Hell yeah. I know specifically back home, and I know back home there's a lot of people listening. So if you're one of those people, I encourage you to change. There's a lot of people back home, Puerto Rico, that they are just straight up models, and that's all they want to do in life. And that's great. But for one day, just grab a camera and see how a camera works mm-hmm. instead of just being the person that's getting taken pictures of.
Mm-hmm.
And just start doing different things. You just don't just stay doing one thing, because then you're going to be one of those actors that moves to L.A. with big dreams and hopes, and it's just going to wait for their phone to ring. And if you're just waiting for your phone to ring, things are not going to happen. Things are not going to move. You got to be moving yourself.
Or if you're a very attractive model and you're female, you can go ahead and give me a call.
That too.
Yeah. Don't you worry about anything else.
What about if they don't speak English, though?
That is not a problem. That's Google Translate.
Okay, make sure you're 18 and over, please.
We just have to know. I just have to know, like, what your moan sound. No, I'm playing. So not playing.
He's still not playing. He's from. He could take you to Haiti.
I can't even go to Haiti.
You can't even go to Haiti?
No.
When was the last time you've been to Haiti?
I don't go to Haiti. I go to the Dominican Republic, and that's the closest I get.
But have you ever been to Haiti?
Nope.
Ever?
Never. I promised my grandpa a long time ago I would never go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the closest you've been to the Dominican Republic? Mm-hmm. What area?
I went to Santo Domingo.
The capital.
Yep. And then I went to the...
Punta Cana?
I did go there. But I also went to the border.
The border of, like, Haiti?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I went to the border.
You saw the bridge?
Yeah. Mm. And I didn't cross it. I was like, no, we're going to go back to our little hotel room. They got free food there.
You didn't even cross it once?
Nope.
And just look come back?
And I remember my mom was like, we should go. And I was like, yeah, we should not. Because it's dangerous over there.
Do you speak Creole?
I do. This is my first language.
Your first language? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. How do you learn English? School?
Yeah. I learned it because I learned Creole and then I learned French. And then I spoke English when I was in... I started learning English when I was first grade. And then when I was in, like, fourth grade, I really got a good hand on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When was the time that you, like, knew, okay, I got English now?
Like, yeah, fourth grade.
Fourth grade?
Yeah.
Mine was, like, I was... Because my first language is Spanish. And I learned from the TV.
Yeah.
Because all I used to watch as a kid was American television. Because mm-hmm. my dad was a huge fan of, like, HBO. He would watch Sex and the City, Sopranos, all those things.
So I get the Sopranos part, but you might have to check your dad about the Sex and the City part. Might have to ask.
No, it was just there. He was just a person that you would turn on the TV and it's on HBO. So whatever's on HBO, he will watch.
That makes sense.
And so, you know, I will watch Richard Pryor and George Carlin, all those people. That's how I got into stand-up.
Mm.
And I'll be like, I want to do that. That's cool.
Stand-up is fun.
It is. I learned it just watching all that stuff. And then the moment I knew, I'm like, oh, I got this shit down. I was 6 years old. First time we went to Disney World. And I was translating for my whole family.
Hey.
6 years old.
I've had to do that plenty of times.
And I was like, dude, I got this shit down.
Easy. And then he came to America and everyone was like, what are you saying? I'm sorry.
I remember even one time, because I'm like, it's Orlando, it's Florida. People speak Spanish here.
Sort of.
But there's a lot of Puerto Ricans and, you know, people.
You don't need to know English.
Mm-hmm.
And just like in L.A., you don't need to know English.
So my dad was kind of having trouble, like, asking this guy for directions. And I'm like, just ask him if he speaks Spanish. I'm pretty sure he's like, no, because he might be one of those people that he was already thinking negative. Like, he might be one of those people that, like, maybe speaks Spanish, but he's one of those, like, I don't want to speak it type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask him, like, do you speak in English? Because he was struggling. He's like, where the line? And I'm like, dude, shut up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, got it. And I talked to the guy, and like, sí, yo hablo español. Like, he just started talking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, there you go. Boom. All you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, foreigners are always scared to ask. Like, my parents are always scared to ask for things. They're always scared. Mm-hmm. I always ask him, why are you so scared of? Well, you know, we didn't get raised like that. to ask questions.
When your parents coming back to L.A.?
Oh, my gosh.
Never. Your mom seemed to like it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she enjoyed my company at least.
Yeah, she did. I don't see a time in the foreseeable future when they need to make a trip to LA.
Okay. Are they in Fort Lauderdale?
My mom is in Melbourne, Florida.
Not sure where that's at.
It's like Central Florida.
Okay.
Ish.
Orlando area.
Orlando. It's an hour away from Orlando.
North, west, east, south.
South?
South.
Southwest.
Southwest. So Tampa area, sort of, kind of. Like Tampa?
Nah, Tampa's farther away. It's like within a realm of Orlando.
Do you know the map of Florida?
You know, I know like I know it looks like a gun.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Fort Lauderdale, which is South Florida. Then when you
I
move
lived
up,
in Fort Lauderdale as well.
Yeah, my number is 954 number, ladies.
My sister's number is still a 954. Mine's a 352. Gainesville, what?
Hey, Ghettoville.
Well, the hoochie's at the hoochie from Gville.
The women in Melbourne, Florida. Oh my goodness gracious! They all have degrees. They all, well, not all, but the hot ones do.
Mm.
They all don't care if they get pregnant and have a job. And I could just sit at home and have dreams all day.
Dude, there's so many spots in Florida. It just gets insane. There's a place called Royal Palm Beach near West Palm Beach. It's like a little city.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
And all the girls there are
hot.
They're hot, but they're hood as hell. Like
I don't like that.
They have kids and they don't care. And
see,
it's like,
I don't like that. In Melbourne, they have kids and then they put on their business suits and they go to work and they hire nannies. And I like that. Like, I'm Jay-Z. That's Beyonce. That's Purple, Blue, whatever the baby's name is.
Blue Ivy,
whatever. Ooh, nobody cares. That's what I like, you know, a girl who's like, I could be down like that if you want me to, but she still got goals to get. That's all right with me.
That's cool. I'm cool with that, too, but I'm cool with also people that take care of the baby, because there's people that don't give a fuck. Like, no, honestly, there's people that they're like, I'm in this party, and then like, where's your baby at? Somewhere home, maybe? That's unprofessional. The phone's ringing.
Who's that? Is it me?
No, that's me. That's me.
I'll keep him entertained. You are not listening to the Smooth Stylings.
It's actually my sister.
Of Kelby Joseph. I was born by the river.
Great entertainment, Shelby. Great
in
entertainment.
Little town called Bethlehem. I don't really know the song very well.
What's that song?
You don't know that song?
No.
I was born in
No, I thought you were singing that at Elvis song.
I don't know what that is.
The Heartbreak Hotel, I think it's called.
That one?
No, it's like...
I don't know.
I'll put it later. I don't want to get sued. I mean, I can put whatever I want. It's just on YouTube, then they're going to be like, it cannot be played in country. That's the only thing. But iTunes and all that, they're cool with it. Yeah. So
yeah,
it's just YouTube, the only thing that's like, oh, I want to play the song. But it's like, ah.
Have you ever seen Egyptian women?
Egyptian women?
Uh-huh.
Maybe like descent, but not really like true from there.
Dude, shout out to all the Egyptians listening.
Shout out to the Egyptians.
Oh my gosh.
Do you even know their language? Like, what does the language sound like?
Listen, they're from Africa, so it doesn't really matter. Sounds like a bunch of clicks. Pow! I don't care. We're going to have to build some pyramids, girl. I love me some Egyptian women.
I love me some Latinas.
I'm all right with them, too, as long as they don't stab me.
Yeah, they could get pretty crazy. I actually dated before Maisie. I dated this chick from Englewood, and she was feisty.
Wait, you dated a girl from Englewood?
Yeah.
I should slap you when you told, like, when you decided that you were going to date her.
I mean, she lives there.
That's even worse.
But it's whatever, dude.
You know, people don't say Englewood. They say, I don't know about it. Not Englewood, not nigga.
You can say nigga. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, Englewood is the...
Englewood's cool, dude. I like Englewood. Englewood actually reminds me of home. In a way. I know. It sounds like... but it's just the way it's shaped, and it's like you go to one specific spot, and there's everything there. That's fuck. Oh shit. Hello, I'm here. They have like one spot that is like they got TGI Fridays, and they got Sam's.
The one that gets robbed out with him.
They got Chili's, and they got all these spots, and it is all in one spot. So that's how it is in Puerto Rico, and that's how it is in Florida, too. It's like
yeah,
you go...
Okay, yeah.
But
like here.
No, not here, necessarily.
Like, down where we were, walking down, they have everything there.
Yeah, but they don't have parking.
Hey. That's what I'm talking why I live about, in the valley, y'all.
What I'm talking is, like, you go to a specific spot, and there's, like, tons of places you can go to, like outlets.
You're just talking about the suburbs.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
like
I'm not talking like the hood.
Oh, okay. We had that.
Englewood has nice places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't been to South Central or Compton, but I've been to Englewood.
What, did you buy a bulletproof vest?
No.
Yeah. No, that's probably not a good idea to go if you didn't buy your bulletproof vest.
Mm.
I have one, but it only fits me. I'm about 100 pounds bigger than you.
I can still carry it. Yeah. I can cover my whole body.
It's going to be a dress.
I can just wrap there like a contortionist.
And you know, with a bulletproof vest, it needs like something behind it. So if you're wearing it and it's just all open on you, the bullet's just going to go through the vest and hit you.
Oh, for real?
Isn't that how it works? Science.
I don't know. Did you got one or not?
Well, what I did was I just lifted so much weight that my muscles turned into bulletproof vests.
Boom. Wah, wah, wah.
Boom. Damn.
And that's why he's not a stand-up comedian, guys.
You know what the issue is? I'm sitting down right now. I'm not in my element.
Okay, you're not looking up.
When I stand up, boom.
Boom.
Boom. I did stand up twice.
You want to do the next podcast in the shower?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Okay, you and me in a shower and... Waterproof.
Why
mics.
Am I laughing? That's okay with me.
I know Debian would have been mad at that.
Oh, come on.
put on blast. He's out. He's out. He's out.
Has he said it?
He said it.
On the show?
Well, he said it to his parents, and he said it on the show, I believe.
Oh, gosh. Okay. If he said it on the show, then yes. Our lumpy-headed friend, Devion, is gay.
I didn't say it like that. I just said he's out.
No, I could say it that way.
He can say it.
Here's the thing about me. I have no filters. Everybody knows that I'm allowed say whatever I want, unless it's the N-word. Then sometimes I ask for permission.
No, you can say it. That's all you can say it. And you were like, oh, shit.
Yeah. But I don't have any filters. Like, if you ever hear me talking bad about somebody, most of the time, 99% of the time, I probably told that person to their face how I feel. So it's fine. Devion has a lumpy head, especially in the back.
I called a friend of mine a bitch, and he freaked out on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's gay.
And I know. He got, like, really hyper mad just because I said the word bitch.
What? I mean, that's such a, like, a popular word now. Mm. You know, Frank says it all the time.
Yeah. I call some of my homies, hey, stop that bitch. Like,
yeah, you see, or whatever. If he said that to me, I wouldn't flex on
Yeah, and he was just, don't call me bitch. And he just went off on me. I'm like, okay, dude, I will never call you a bitch.
Have you ever called a girl hoe? Like, what up, hoe?
Nah.
I've done that. Some girls freaked out. Don't call me that. You know why? Because they feel like they are.
I call them bitch, though. I don't use...
That means nothing, though.
Yeah, I don't use hoe, really. I don't use... It's just that there's certain words I don't necessarily use. For example, I don't use hoe. I don't use cunt.
Oh, man, that's a heavy word, dude.
I know, but I don't use those. I use nigga a lot. I use homie. I use bitch. Bitch is by far, my favorite word is bitch.
I don't say any of those things. I say cuz, bruh, or bruh, cuz.
Bro, cuz. No, I say fuck bro, a bro. Lot, but no, I say it either. I say it unconsciously.
What?
I mean, I say it like, you know what I'm trying to say. I say
yeah, I be sleeping and say he be in his sleep. Fuck.
You know what I'm trying to say, dude. That I say it without thinking that I said it. Like I literally, because I listened to some of my stand-up, and I'm like, dude, I said fuck like 7 times, and I didn't even notice it.
One time when I was doing stand-up, we had Redmond perform a song, and in the song he said,
pussy. "Redmond sings."
Redmond raps.
He raps,
dude. That's his thing.
Oh, that's it? Really?
Yeah, Redmond's a rapper.
Oh my, I didn't know all this time. I just thought he was an actor.
Redmond X.
I honestly didn't know what he did. Like, I was like, okay, how does this guy fit in the picture? Because I'm like, okay, Kelby does all this stuff. Frank, and I'm going to get each of you guys here. Mm-hmm. Frank sings. He acts too, but he's best thing is singing. That's like his best thing, right? Or the thing
I wouldn't say going. Best thing. I would just say his, like, one of his main priorities is singing. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say
if anything, the main priority, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Polo, talks to
Jason.
Jason
Cozier.
Jason. He mingles with directors.
Yeah.
And goes to Q&As.
He's an actor.
But he's trying to get into like the scenes, right? Like not just acting, but like more.
No, just acting.
Just acting? Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of people get that confused because he's always going to things.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. I always thought he wanted to like produce maybe or something.
No, he just wants to act. I don't know. I don't know. Like the way that he goes around about things, they work for him. The way I go about my things, they work. Everybody's thing works for them. Redmond's also a YouTube person.
Really?
Yeah, he creates YouTube content. So check him out. It's called ARMACKEY TV on YouTube.
Check him out. And he does what? The comedy skits and stuff? Or just rapping?
He does comedy skits. I don't know if there's too many of them on there anymore. Because lately he's been doing troll videos. He'll play a video game. And then he'll get on and talk to the other person on the other end. And he'll be like, Yeah, your mama fat, you know, and like say a bunch of weird stuff. So he'll do that, and they're pretty funny. Like I watched them and thought they were pretty funny. Sometimes they're really mean, That's my only thing with that. But he says that it's trolling and it's a normal thing, so I believe him.
I used to, now that I'm coming back to Florida, South Florida, one of my hobbies that I used to do, I don't do it anymore, people, so don't fucking judge me. But I used to, since I'm a guy that I'm not anymore, but before I used to be a guy that I would just be up all night, like 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And at that time, if you turn on the TV, all you see is ads for like, oh, connect with this girl if you call this number and whatever. Mm-hmm. And like all these crazy chats that they do in Florida mm-hmm. a lot on TV. Mm-hmm. And you can call. And I would do that and like troll people like that. Like I would be like just flirting with them. But then I'll be like, fuck you. And then I... No, and then I moved because at the time what was really hot and popular at the time.
You were paying money to do this?
No, I didn't pay money. They gave you like 15 minutes free.
Oh, wow.
So the first 15 minutes were free, and then after it would be like, now you have to use a credit card, and I'll hang up. I'm like, I'm not going to pay for this shit. I just need fun.
He's already jizzed on himself and me.
So I'll be like, yo, what you wearing, girl? Yeah, right. This and that. I'm like, fuck you. Nobody loves. No, but the worst...
Your mama shouldn't have been your sister.
The worst thing was before on Craigslist, I don't know how it is now, but before on Craigslist, there used to be... There used to be even a category. Like it was like under casual encounters and stuff, uh-huh. that it was literally for sex services.
Yep.
Literally for that, just for that.
Yeah.
So it would be like women searching for men or shit like that.
Yeah.
Women for, it would be W4M, uh-huh. things like that. Or group for men, uh-huh. shit like that. And I will click there and there's a bunch of hookers like near you. So you will go, there's pictures and shit and like their number. So I will call and be like, yo, how much so I can fuck you in the ass?
I actually did the same thing.
And they'll be like, no, I don't do ass fucking. I'll be like, bitch, you better do ass fucking because I'm paying you $1,000 for this shit.
I've done the same thing.
And I would just troll the fuck out of them. And that was my entertainment for the night. I would do that constantly, dude, because I was just up at 3 in the morning doing like, there's nothing to fucking watch on TV. I'm like, I need some type of entertainment. And of course, I'm not going to hire one of those. I was a kid at the time anyway.
I've done it so many times. So. I did that like when I came to AMDA. Because I think somebody told me about the Craigslist thing. I went on there. I was like,
they don't have it anymore, though. I don't think they have
it. They have it.
It's they have
different.
It?
It's different.
Oh, it's
now.
Different?
Okay. Yeah. It's all fake. Like, it's all like robots. Hmm. So it doesn't make any sense.
And sometimes they're dudes, too.
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't know about that. But but when I did it, I would call the girls. Okay, yeah. When we go meet up. Okay, yeah. I'm hosting. I'm living in the dorms. Yeah, I'm hosting. Okay, cool. You going to come to this address? Shut the hell up. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you would cut a wrestling promo on them. It doesn't matter what your name is.
I'm like, it doesn't matter what your name is. And they'd be like, what?
Raw is Kelby.
Yeah, and I'd be like, sorry, I have a...
And that's the bottom line.
I have a condition where I yell out all the time.
You would pretend you had Tourette's?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say Tourette's.
Just I apologize for everybody in my podcast that got Tourette's. But... If there's any listeners that got Tourette's, I apologize, but this is just a moment in history. It passed. We're not doing this at the time, people. At least I am not. I don't know about Kelby. I can only speak for myself.
But, who knows where I get my inspiration from?
Yeah, man, but I just remember that's what I used to do for fun. Like at 3, 2 in the morning.
We should do it right now.
We should do it.
On the radio.
On the radio show. Is this Frank call someone?
Yeah. Sometimes when you're calling the girls... And you're like, so what am I going to get for an hour? She'd be like, I don't say over the phone. You know, just in case you're a cop or something.
Oh, yeah. No, they will hear my little kid voice and be like, okay, he's a kid.
Let me talk.
Have you heard the John Cena prank?
I have. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
It's like not funny until you hit like 3 minutes in. And you're like, man, this went from really mean to hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, that's the most funniest thing I've ever heard. Like, I think it was my cousin that sent it to me.
It's funny.
He's like,
it's old, too. You know that?
Oh, it's old?
Yeah, it's like 3 years old. 3 or 4 years old.
No, I just heard it recently. Like, my cousin sent it to me. He's like, dude, you got to check out this video. Yeah. And I'm like, I check it. I'm like, oh, my God, this shit hilarious. Is so funny.
I just saw it last week.
I mean, I felt bad for the girl, but it's...
I thought it was hilarious.
At first.
Yeah.
She's like, because she's like, she's really pissed. Like,
yeah, yeah. But then after a while, they hit her with all different kind of angles. I love that. That's hilarious. I should do that to somebody, too.
Oh, it was so professionally made, dude, too.
It was a radio show.
Yeah, it was a radio show, but it was really, like, well arranged.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way they did the promos and everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, all this stuff they were saying was all fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the Super Slam.
Like, Undertaker in a first blood match.
Right. I was like, what? This is me? No. Don't piss me off here, okay?
John Cena in his lingerie.
Right.
They would just make shit up. For the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
I want to play a little bit of it, just so people know. Do you want to listen to it or not?
Go for it. I'm going to check my Snapchat.
Okay, check your Snapchat. And
this is the Z Morning Zoo podcast. Z Morning Zoo is online at iTunes and Z104.com. All right, let's get to this week's phone scam.
Sure, proper handling. This call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Well, you're in luck. Guess who got the phone scam this week? This freaking guy. There's only a couple things you really need to know about wrestling, WWE wrestling.
Okay.
Number one, it kicks ass.
It is.
Number two, John Cena.
That's sexy the crap. Is whoa.
John Cena. Oh, he's a good looking guy. He's a former Marine. Okay.
Ooh, and now even better.
Turned wrestler. That's why I thought you would like him, Trisha.
He's not a Marine for real.
He did the Marine movie.
He did the movie. Yeah.
He has his own theme song. Mm-hmm. And this is the theme song right here. Every time we play this on the Z Morning Zoo, me and Shaggy start jumping around and fighting each other. So that's John Cena's theme song. All right. So we got an email for a phone scam Friday, and you can email us too, Nick at Z104.com, Trisha at Z104.com, Shaggy at Z104.com. It says, Dear Z Morning Zoo, I love the show. I was wondering if you guys could phone scam my wife, Marie. By the way, this guy's name is Donnie. Donnie and Marie. Swear to
no
God.
No way.
Can't make it up. Yeah. Swear to God.
Donnie and Marie? Is that like a show? Anyways,
what we got down to,
Osborne's, I think.
He said, a couple weeks ago, I ordered WWE Wrestling pay-per-view Survivor Series, and my wife flipped. He said, she came in the room and yelled at me and said, change it. I'm missing my shows. I said, what shows?
No.
She said, Revenge and Homeland. I guess she watches Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can't change it. She said, why not? He said, it's pay-per-view. He said, at that point, she proceeded to yell at me for the next hour about ordering pay-per-view wrestling on our television. I tried to explain to her how kick-ass WWE wrestling is. She didn't get the picture. Maybe a phone scam would help. So we are going to... Well, we did.
I didn't hear any of
we
this.
Called
yeah, I didn't hear none of that, but it's good to listen to the explanation.
Tried to sell her on the virtues of WWE wrestling. It didn't exactly work out very well.
But you gave it 127%.
I certainly did. Here's this week's phone scam. Check it out.
Hello?
I have just one question for you. Are you ready?
Am I ready for what? Who's this?
Are you ready for this Sunday night when WWE champ John Cena defends his title in the WWE Super Slam? Right now you can order this awesome pay-per-view event for just $59.99.
I'm sorry, no, there is not any chance in hell that we're ever going to have wrestling in this house again, but thank you, but no. Have a good day. Hello?
And goodbye to anyone standing in John Cena's way when he takes on six men in a steel cage shoots and ladders match at WWE Super Slam. Order now and save $10 with a low price of just $49.99.
Sir, you guys just called me, and as I mentioned before, we're not ordering this, so please stop calling my house. Thank you and goodbye.
Hi, can I speak to Champ?
Who?
Champ? Is Champ there?
Who is Champ?
That question will be answered this Sunday night. John Cena defends the belt.
Listen.
At WWE Super Slam.
Hey, sir.
Taking on Sheamus.
Quit calling my house.
The Undertaker.
Quit calling me.
CM Punk and even Triple H and The Big Show in a spit-swapping makeout match. WWE Super Slam.
Hello? Hello? Can you stop screaming in your little sirens or whatever that is? Can you knock it off for 5 seconds? Not interested. Stop calling my fucking house.
Third call. She's pissed as hell.
Hello?
I'm watching you.
Excuse me?
That's exactly what The Undertaker told John Cena. But will he be able to take the belt from the mightiest champion in WWE history at this weekend's WWE Super Slam?
For the love of all that is... calling my house
John
before
Cena.
I get your number, I will track you down and absolutely tear you
Ladder.
To pieces.
James
do you understand me?
Explosions.
I know who you are, John
Fireballs.
Cena, crazy motherfucker. Calling my now. No wrestling, no super motherfucking slam is happening in this house. I swear to Jesus, if this is those wrestling f***s again.
Okay, good morning. Hi, I'm just calling this morning to ask if you're a supporter of the United States military.
Oh, my God, I apologize. We've been getting called all morning. I apologize, and yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, I am.
Great. Are you a supporter of the Marine Corps?
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Great, because a former decorated member of the United States Marine Corps needs your support.
And his name is John Cena. He's going to get in the ring and put boots to asses this weekend.
Are you kidding me right now?
WWE.
Are you kidding me right now? I can't even handle this. I cannot handle this.
Available right now at a low price of only $39.99.
I can't believe you're still calling me. I'm about to lose my shit. I swear I'm about to call the police.
Hello. You have a collect call from...
John Cena!
Will you accept the charges?
Oh, f*** your mother. Listen! Stop calling! Is listening not your strong suit? I'm pretty sure it f*** is, but you're not hearing me. Shut your f***ing beaten down brain from Super Slam and listen! I don't care if they're $59, $49, $39, or 39 f***ing cents. I don't want it. It won't happen. It's not coming on my TV again. It won't be allowed in this house. You understand me? Never again will there be wrestling here in this house. Not a piece of going through closets and taking out T-shirts and burning them and calling the police and telling you that you're harassing me. Stop it now. And I am calling the police. Good luck to you. Have a nice day. Yourself. God
hold on. Hold on. Marie? Marie, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio
Hi.
Show on Z104. How are you?
What?
We've been phone so scamming you. Your husband. Your husband Donnie told us to phone.
We are all in a fight right now. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for you.
I couldn't believe the mouth that you had on you.
Oh,
oh my God. Well, listen,
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I know.
Well, listen, we won't be calling you back anymore. I promise. Okay.
I haven't had my coffee.
You won't have to hear. You won't have to hear this.
I raped this girl. I haven't had my coffee. That's why.
You won't have to hear that.
I shoot children.
No, I haven't had my coffee. Child porn. I haven't had my coffee.
Yeah, man. Wrestling. What did your cousin say?
Oh, Mike, he's on. He's ready.
Oh, he's ready?
He's ready. We're going to bring him on.
Oh, we're going to have Kelby's cousin join the podcast real quick.
My cousin is a big wrestling fan. Like, you're gonna see in a second. My cousin is the one person who thinks that Cody Rhodes has more talent than he has. This is everybody. This is Steve Pierre.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Steve Pierre?
Nothing much, man. Hanging in there. How you doing?
Doing good. You're right now live on the Steve Dis Island podcast.
Oh, sweet, sweet. What's up, everybody?
John Cena on a spin swap. We don't have that type of equipment over here.
No, not yet. But I was telling him that my cousin's the only person who thinks that Cody Rhodes is like the next big thing, which I don't know how you feel.
Oh, come on. I didn't say he's the next big thing.
What is he?
I said the man has potential, meaning that he's a third generation superstar. If we're hinting at his success rate, I mean, it doesn't look shabby. I mean, look at the two other three generation superstars before him.
What about Curtis Axel?
What about Curtis?
Randy Orton, who's currently, you know, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
What about Curtis? What about Curtis Axel?
Curtis Axel? He's a joke.
What?
He's the son of Mr. Perfect.
He's the son of Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, I know. He is a three-generation star too, I think.
Even The Rock said that he's like the next big thing.
Yeah, I personally don't see it. I don't see it. There might be something in him, but I personally just don't see it. I mean, he's in a tag team currently known as Ryback, so. And that's enough said.
So. But that's because that's the only thing they can do with Ryback now.
No. They're wasting Ryback's amazing talent. Okay? Ryback came out of the gate strong. Strong. Remember when he was going against John Cena and we're like, oh man, John Cena might lose his title.
That was possibly the worst feud in WWE. Yeah, let me tell you something, though. Ryback has the easiest character to play. He's like a Goldberg. You don't have to speak during those roles. All you got to do is be intimidating. But instead, the man decides to cut a 15-minute promo and show the WWE universe how stupid he really is. And I'm saying this live, which means that I'm not scared of 280 pounds of muscle. If I saw him in person, I'd probably run. But talking straight wrestling-wise, I mean, if I was able to choose a tag team to defend me, I would take on Ryback for any day.
Because you know that you would win?
Yeah, because Ryback was a joke.
Okay, I mean, that's what you don't understand.
But you're not a professional wrestler.
You're right, I'm not a professional wrestler, so that'll show you how awful Ryback is doing at intimidating people.
I'm telling you.
All he has to do is go out there and wave his arms around and say, feed me more, and clothesline people.
He had a huge following when he first came out. When he stopped being Skip Sheffield and he became Ryback, I was like, yeah, I like this guy because he's intense. He was picking up 2-3 guys at the same time, throwing them on his shoulder and dropping them down. I was like, this dude is the next big thing. He's the next Batista when people like Batista. He's, you know, and they're wasting his talent on this. Nobody cares about tag team division. I don't even know who the Uso twin who's not on the reality show is. I don't even know who the other Uso is. If he was on the reality show, maybe I would know.
He actually is. That's a great point. I don't know which one it is.
Well, that's real sad. Then I don't know who they are.
They're the tag team champions right now.
Nobody cares. Let me ask you this: who's the United States champion?
Dean Ambrose
still?
He hasn't defended it.
He just defended it against Mark Henry like 2 days ago.
Oh, on main event. I mean, I haven't seen it. It's on the network.
He lost it against Ambrose lost the U.S. champion against Mark Henry.
I don't know if he did.
I don't know.
I'm saying words, but
I'm going to say, okay. That's another title nobody cares about unless you're entertaining, like Santino. I wouldn't mind seeing Santino be a champion again, you know? But if you're going to hold it like Dean Ambrose, in fact, is there even still an Intercontinental Championship?
That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, Big E has it.
Oh, yeah. I like Big E.
They're thinking about unifying
them. There's no point in unifying it. Because then if they do unify it, then bye-bye, SmackDown.
You know,
it's not like the defender in SmackDown.
Ambrose. Yeah, but if you have just one championship, what's the point of having two shows? What's the point of having two shows now when there's one main champion? That's stupid.
Well, to keep the people hooked.
The same thing like the pre-Attitude Era when they did usher in SmackDown and Raw. I mean, even though they had one unified championship, I think that's what, you know, Paul Levesque is trying to go with it. He's trying to bring it back to, you know, like pre-Attitude Era, that intensity. But it's kind of hard when you have, you know, a limited cast to work with. I mean, you know already, Kev, I'm a hardcore CM Punk fan, and I think that he needs to come back as a heel. I think, you know, there's you know, Cena, who's extinguished his lifespan as a face and really needs to start flipping the bird towards the fans.
Wow.
You know, I feel like there's so much potential in heels, but they're so caught up in either merchandising or other things that they're not making these guys turn heel. You know, if you think about it, before Randy Orton became this great heel, and before Batista came back, who was the heel that, you know, John Cena faced before injury? Ryback, and then they brought Mark Henry's old butt to do a month. You know what I'm saying? They brought up a washed-up, injured Mark Henry because they literally had a no one.
What about,
you know,
the Wyatt family and the Shield? The two...
That is literally sometimes what's keeping me from turning off Raw or SmackDown.
I hate the Wyatts.
I think... And that's exactly what a heel is supposed to
no,
make.
No, I hate... I don't like to hate them. You know, a heel, I would love to hate them. I love hating Randy Orton.
I understand.
The thing is, Kelby hasn't had the experience of going live. That's the reason he probably hates them.
I don't like them because they try to make them deeper than they are. Like, you will walk into the vampire's grave tonight. And it's like, shut the hell up and go wrestle.
Yeah, it's like a joker. He has to be an evil guy.
You know, backwoods family that, you know, probably practices incest. And you gotta love it.
Oh, my God. I want this dude on my podcast. Just for that comment. Just for that comment, I want him a full show just of him.
You know, I'm not funny. My cousin's funny. I just steal everything that he says. And I say it in a real dry way.
How can they practice incest with each other if they're only guys? There's like no women in the family.
No discrimination.
That's funny.
By the way, you know whose talent is being wasted day in and day out?
Wade Barrett?
Who cares about Wade Barrett? I'm talking about the long-haired three-man band, not the one with the titties. We were just talking about him.
Drew McIntyre.
Heath Slater is a nobody. Jinder Mahal is a nobody. But
Heath Slater is a nice
Drew
guy.
McIntyre.
Who cares? But Drew McIntyre, when he first came out, was that guy that was like, he was the new Randy Orton. He was foreign Randy Orton.
He looks scary as well, and he has the legs, he has the body, he has, you know, that kind of attitude, but, you know, then they kind of, you know, after Nexus and all that stuff, they kind of just meshed him up with Heath Slater, because
who's a loser.
I agree, but he's better on the mic than Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre doesn't need to be better on the mic, because I will tell you a legend right now who didn't need a mic. Bobby Lashley, who needs to return.
You know Bobby Lashley returned to
Bobby
TNA?
He went
to TNA?
He just returned to TNA.
TNA sucks.
Is he wrestling in Japan? Good. Keep him there. Because I don't know. I mean, Bobby Lashley, to me,
he's in TNA.
Version of a fake Brock Lesnar.
What?
And it just wasn't cutting it to me. I wanted to see Brock versus Bobby just so Brock could put him in a Kimura and break his arm.
Wow. By the way, Bobby Lashley wrestled 8 months with a separated shoulder. Would have never known, but he was still tatted up, boy.
Yeah, he was. I'm not going to say he wasn't athletic and he wasn't a physical specimen. He really was amazing to look at. But his matches put me to sleep, and that's the truth. And especially when he would go against people, you know, like Cena. You know, Cena has all of 10 moves, so, and Bobby Lashley doesn't have that much of a move set either. It's a suplex and a spear, and then get him up to the Dominator. That's, you know, that's the extent of his move set.
I didn't even remember
him. And a power slam, excuse me.
He just speared someone in TNA, Bobby, and that's it.
Wow.
Okay, now let's talk big money. Let's talk main event. What do you think of Alex Riley?
He said, what do you think of Alex Riley?
Alex who?
Exactly. I'm actually a fan.
Was that the Miz Smurf?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, he was with the Miz. Yeah,
he was with the Miz.
Okay,
He's now a...
The Mrs. Right. Smurf.
He's now in the pre-show.
He's in the pre-show.
Yeah. Alex Riley is currently, you know, being what you would call... he's being a caster for WWE Network, like a commentator. And that's the extent of his ability.
He's being Matt Stryker.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not the extent. Him, Long Island IZ. These guys, they just need a push. They need the Jeff Hardy push. When Jeff Hardy became champion, that's what they need. They need a push.
I mean, but Zack Ryder had the U.S. title.
Zack Ryder, some attention. I don't like his gimmick, but I like Zack Ryder. I think Zack Ryder is one of the most funnest superstars to watch. And, you know, the way I judge the talent is very unorthodox. Most people judge it by, you know, popularity, and it's really hard to judge how good a superstar's in-ring ability. But look at the way that they sell the move. I'm not trying to say that wrestling is fake or anything. You know, some of it's sports entertainment, and, you know, some of the things they can't fake. They can't act it out. But look at every match the Shield is in, right? Seth Rollins makes you jump. Because
I can't ever remember who Seth Rollins in.
The high flyer one, the one with the defense on a hair.
The one that's stuck in the closet. Yeah. You're talking about the stuck in the closet guy.
What's that?
I said Seth Rollins. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's the one who's stuck in a closet.
What do you mean he's stuck in a closet?
Come on, no man has the half... half blonde. Come on.
Maybe no Haitian, man.
Hey, who is Darren Young again?
The one that came out.
Oh, Darren Young probably sucks more than David Otunga does.
Darren Young?
Yeah.
That's one of the guys I met, actually, too. Darren Young, but he seemed kind of asshole-ish.
Darren?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, isn't David Otunga more known for marrying Jennifer Hudson than being in the WWE?
I mean, he's known in my book for being on the Steve Harvey Show and showing ladies how to lift weights with their milk cartons.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, David Otunga has a body that is like, that's so intimidating. When he gets in the ring, you're like, oh my gosh, this guy is going to murder me. And then when he sucks so much... Like, let me think of somebody who sucks as much as David Otunga.
Yeah, he has no wrestling skill at all.
Maybe Hornswoggle.
No, talking for real, Antonio Cesaro.
That is a beast.
My gosh. He needs to be Intercontinental Champion.
No, he needs to be champion.
He needs to be the main champion.
Yeah.
I can't wait for him to be champion.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I said I can't wait for him to be champion. Like, when he becomes champion, it's going to be such a big thing.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree because I think the future, if I could say, of the WWE is, and the next upcoming team, they groom them right, is definitely and obviously Roman Reigns. Definitely and obviously Antonio Cesaro. To be somewhere down there just because he's
who?
Good on the mic. Swagger.
Swagger's had his chance.
Yeah.
After the first or the second DUI, it was done.
Yeah, it's because he got into trouble. But if he can stay clean and
he can't speak.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the problem. I mean, it gets to your head when you're that young.
No, I'm saying he said he can't speak. He can't speak.
He can speak, even though he has the biggest lisp I've probably ever heard in the world.
He can't.
He can speak.
He doesn't say anything interesting.
Well, neither does Ryback. Ryback breathes on a microphone.
Sometimes you don't need that. Undertaker can't speak either.
Yes, he can. When Undertaker speaks, I shudder.
Oh, please.
And not in a sexual way.
Now, what about if CM Punk never comes back? Like, his contract expires in July and he just doesn't show up.
You know, like I said before, I am a diehard CM Punk fan. I've been with, you know, CM Punk is one of the reasons I started watching wrestling again. You know, when I felt like there was a large gap where just wrestling just became, you know, not relevant to me anymore. It's just irrelevant. And, you know, watching CM Punk's documentary and watching CM Punk wrestle, you know, and all these crazy main events on pay-per-views kind of gave me the love for wrestling again. So I will literally be heartbroken if CM Punk doesn't come back. You know, as a person, I think Paul Brooks is one of the most standout guys in the WWE. He's, you know, Triple H used to be 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? He's what Triple H used to be when you know, the game used to walk down the ramp and spit in people's faces and be that ultimate heel from Evolution.
Nah, but CM Punk is never coming back.
Yeah, you know, I checked and there's no WWE merchandise that is, you know, going his way right now, and that's sad because they just played an angle off of him and Kane, who is what, the director of some crap at wrestling now, but that's a whole different story. Well,
Kane should have retired that a couple masks ago.
I mean, I don't know. Kane to me hasn't exhausted his usefulness because Kane is a character that has made his career off of being refashioned, whether he has a mask, whether he doesn't, whether he has long sleeves or no shirt at all. But, you know, like, he just can be refashioned and molded into so many different things. And that is so unlike a lot of superstars that will just stay stagnant with the same gimmick, you know?
Unlike John Cena. He's changed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. And I hope, you know, when Fandango gets when he gets out of that gimmick and gets a real gimmick to play around with, I think he's also going to be one of the breakout superstars because his character is only allowed to have a limited moveset.
Well, that's before he gets arrested for child molestation.
You said what now?
I said that's if he doesn't get arrested for child molestation. Look at the guy's face. Obviously, that's going to happen.
Now, the real question, what do you think of Sin Cara?
Come on.
Specifically the lighting.
Come on.
Did I hear Sin Cara?
Sin Cara. Whack.
Yeah. There's no words for Sin Cara. I don't want to say he's an embarrassment, but
he's not embarrassment. Yeah, it's just like, if you're going to reinvent Rey Mysterio, at least, like, find somebody who's dope enough to give me the Rey Mysterio from,
but,
like,
you know, they switched in car, right?
They switched him.
Yeah.
Know, and, what do you mean they switched him?
There was one guy first, and then they now it's another guy.
No, it's not. The same guy got a bunch of tattoos.
No. It's a different Sin Cara now.
What?
Yeah, it's not the same guy because you remember there was a masked match, and it was him versus the other Sin Cara, and then
it's the other guy. The first guy didn't speak even English.
What?
Sin Cara's contract went up, and then they took someone. Yeah.
I bet you it's the same old guy still. What?
He's wrestling Puerto Rico now.
It's hard to tell when you have a damn Lucha Libre mask on.
No offense to anybody who wears Lucha Libre mask.
No, that's like big in the Mexican community.
But I mean, I know it's honorable. But I feel like, you know, as far as Spanish heritage, Alberto Del Rio is like a mix. I shouldn't say this, but between an Eddie Guerrero.
Ah, come on, man.
And a Mysterio. You know, he has the flair.
Mysterio.
What?
Nah, first of all,
Alberto Del Rio needs to hit a treadmill. Okay, he's too fat to be wrestling. All right. Okay, the only fat wrestler I'm allowed to see who's like sort of fat and sort of not is JBL. After that, I don't need to see.
JBL was nice.
What? JBL was like, every time he hits you with a clothesline, his titties flap.
Don't try to switch the subject. We're talking about your comparison right now.
Right. This is
you said Eddie Guerrero and Mysterio.
Terrible comparison.
I don't know. I like Alberto Del Rio because he is a technical wrestler. And so was, you know, God rest his soul, Eddie Guerrero. He was a technical wrestler. Maybe Alberto Del Rio isn't
Benoit.
As technical or not
nearly. I really like Benoit.
Yeah, I just saw the match with him and
Benoit,
Triple H, and Shawn Michaels.
If
and
Benoit
they won.
Was alive today, he would have been handling. It would have been like Benoit versus Cena, all the time.
Yeah, Eddie Guerrero is arguably one of the most technical wrestlers of all time.
Get out of here! What about Matt Hardy?
Version one.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you this, both Steve, because you guys are both Steves. Daniel Bryan, you think he's going to hit, he's going to get the championship this upcoming WrestleMania?
Yes. I hope he does.
I say no.
You say no?
Is something I have not witnessed.
I mean, there's so many things that could play on. I feel like
Glash.
He might get it, and some screw job's gonna happen.
Not at WrestleMania. WrestleMania is too big for a screw job.
I honestly hope he gets it. I don't think he will. I think he's gonna beat Triple H at WrestleMania.
He's gonna be either too fucked up or whatever it is.
No, because we know that Daniel Bryan can go through 2-3 matches and be fine.
What I'm saying is he's going to get attacked or they're going to come and be like, you got to restart the match or some
how
shit.
Long have they been pushing Daniel Bryan? For at least a year now, right?
Ever since SummerSlam.
Yeah, which is great.
Maybe it's all culminating to WrestleMania.
Yeah, but I love the storyline with Daniel Bryan because if you look at, you know, every other storyline, it's been like, you know, a 1 month, 2 month top thing. You know, they tried to squeeze Ryback and Cena feud for 3 months, and that was awful. That was an awful time to watch wrestling. But, you know, Daniel Bryan, it speaks to not only his level of charisma, but also to his talent and ability in the ring, that he's literally been able to milk this Yes Movement for a year, and it hasn't died down, not even a little bit. If anything,
I hated
the guy
it at first.
Has been stronger.
Did you saw what they did on last Monday?
Yeah, I saw
that. That was cool.
I hated the Yes Movement thing at first.
I loved it.
Because when he was, you know, just running around saying, yes, yes, no, no. I was like, somebody just shoot this guy, please. He was so annoying.
Once Team Hell No, like, once he started saying the weak link thing and Team Hell No, and he kind of started getting out of that complex, I was like, oh, no, this guy is talented. Because I never knew he had that much talent, obviously. because he's always being looked over. But, you know, there's just a point in every, you know, superstar's career where they just hit, that wall. And they are just, like, tired of it. And I think Daniel Bryan's hit that wall, you know, similar to, yes, I will refer back to Punk with the pipe bomb. You know, he just hit that wall where he's like, enough is enough. I deserve this. And Daniel Bryan is in that same echelon in the sense that he's just hit that wall where he's like, I deserve to be champ. And he's right.
Do you agree or disagree with me? Main event WrestleMania this year should have been CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan for the title.
I disagree.
I think, wow, that's a tough question. Because I really like Punk, so I'm trying not to, you know, get feelings involved.
Punk has a heel, like Punk top heel, and Daniel Bryan top face.
Look. Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk may be a fun match, but, you know, it's going to come down to, like, one of the two. That's the thing that I don't like. It's like, it's boring. It's going to be a cool match to watch because there's going to be a lot of flying, but I would rather watch a David and Goliath story where Daniel Bryan lost to Kane in, what, like 30 seconds a few WrestleManias ago, and he lost some title. I don't know what it was. But I would much rather watch Daniel Bryan in this three-way Batista, Randy Orton, where you have Batista, you don't know what's going to happen, the animal, and then you have
Batista's Randy. Batista's sloppy as hell.
Batista did come back a little sloppy. I will say that.
You saw the spear? The spear he tried to do? Oh, my God. That was the worst spear.
Before Batista came back, I was like, yeah, Batista coming back. It's going to be Batista versus Brock. But then when I saw Batista come back, I was like, maybe not.
And I saw him live.
Honestly, I don't know if it's the new lotus flowers on his back that he decided to add. Or what it is, but he was sloppy now, you know? Like, I know I'm only 5'6", 152, and I never say that to Dave Bautista's face, but he's sloppy. He really does.
By the way, Brian, Undertaker's streak done and over with this year.
Honestly, this was a bad move on Undertaker's
part. Yeah, that's dumb.
Brock Lesnar doesn't care about the business. And he's really gonna end Taker's career. And even if Taker wins, we're not gonna see Taker anymore. And I think this should have ended. You know, the Punk Undertaker match at WrestleMania, what was it,
21.
I saw that match, it was boring.
No.
Yeah, it was last year. So 29. The match between Taker and Punk was amazing. But it false. Should have ended WrestleMania 28 versus Triple H.
No.
It should have ended there.
The Punk, the Punk Undertaker match was boring.
No, because they had the build-up. Yeah. That's the thing. They had the build-up. The filling of the urn. They had the Paul Bearer versus Paul Heyman. They had the
Paul Bearer died that year.
To it. And they even incorporated, you know, rest his soul, Paul Bearer's death into it. So they had the elements that were needed, you know. And Paul Heyman is such a great promoter. He just knew how to make it work. And Punk put up a great fight. But it should have ended WrestleMania 28. The iconic image of Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H walking out, holding each other up. Like, there was no better way to end a career than that. You know what I'm saying? There was no better way to end a career. Sure, he would have ended off on uneven numbers, but who gives a damn? You know, like, that was the perfect way to end the streak because those guys were the last of probably the best era of wrestling
And now
he's fighting Brock.
No. The streak needs to end with him passing the torch down to the new generation, whether he gives it to John Cena, whether he gives it to Randy Orton, whether he gives it to somebody from the new era, that when Undertaker is gone, he says, great, now I'm going to be working on my flowers in my backyard. Every Monday I want to turn Raw on and see that's the guy. That's the guy that I passed it down to.
Nah, you see, I disagree with that, Kel, because Undertaker is not
a wrestling fight, guys.
Right.
Wrestling fight.
Not a Dwayne Johnson. He has pride issues. Like, if we think that those guys have pride problems, like Undertaker, I don't think he even adheres to the rules that Vince McMahon sets them. I think he just literally does whatever the hell he wants because he's not the type of guy to pass down the torch. Like, he won't.
He did want to pass down the torch. If you go back and you read Undertaker versus Randy Orton, he was like, I'll let Randy Orton beat me because he knew that Randy Orton was the next face of the business.
Yeah.
And Randy is the one who said he didn't want to do it.
Happened.
No, Randy said, I'm not going to let this happen. Randy denied it.
But how much time has Taker actually? I think he's getting tired of the streak. I mean, have you seen him? Do you see how he looks? I mean, the guy...
He's always looked like that. He's white.
And he's old.
He's white and he's old.
At 65?
He ain't no 65.
I know, but you know what I'm getting at. I mean, how long is he actually going to be defending this streak?
Until the last time Ric Flair says woo.
I mean, I don't want to see this streak end. I really don't. But I really think WrestleMania 28 was the hallmark moment that I will never forget. Steel cage match. I mean,
you watched it?
Cell,
I never even saw it.
WWE Network.
I watch it like every other month.
So the real question, how many times have you masturbated to that match?
Right. Yeah. He said, how many times have you masturbated to that?
And I'm not saying directly masturbation. I'm saying, like, you had to play on the background, and you're like, I like this match, and then you put some porn on. And
you know, only sometimes.
Only sometimes. So he said.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. I don't ever watch the pay-per-views because, I don't like spending money. But as soon as the matches are done, I do check on, like, Wikipedia or something, see who won. So I would say Daniel Bryan. Either Daniel Bryan or Randy Orton's leaving champ. I'm kind of excited to see Triple H get back in the ring, but I'm kind of annoyed that he's only doing it one time a year. Is there any other match at WrestleMania? Oh, John Cena versus the Fat Boy.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, okay. I don't even have to say anything about that one. Congratulations, John Cena, you won.
I mean, he could turn heel, who knows?
John Cena's never going to turn heel.
It's going to go to Cena. Cena's going to win.
It's easy. He just beat the fattest boy on Monday night. The 30-man battle royale thing, I don't think anybody cares about that. But good job, Cena. You won that, too.
And all on the WWE Network.
Is there any other match?
There might be more matches, but they don't.
I don't know.
Some of them, they don't announce
it. Is there any other match?
They might have a tag team match. They might
Nobody cares about
US one.
Jimmy and the other one.
Jimmy and Jay.
I love those Usos. They bring great energy. I mean, it's better than watching the old age Outlaws.
Like, they're fat, too, the Usos. Every time they slap themselves, you see a nipple just flicker up and down for a couple inches.
You and this body master decks.
You know, before we end, I know we have like 3 minutes left. You know who sucks still? I just said his name earlier. Christian. What is he still doing here? Go home. Go hang out with Edge. Go drink about all the old days.
That's probably going to be a WrestleMania match, honestly. Sheamus versus Christian.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that garbage.
They're doing that because of CM Punk left. It's like, well, let's call Christian and bring him with no storyline.
Right.
No storyline at all. They just brought him.
Right.
Like, he just came back out of nowhere.
Hey, Christian, want to come
And he
back?
Wasn't injured, nothing. Right. He was just on the shelf.
Because he sucks. Glad to see Sheamus back, though. He looks kind of fat now, but that's fine. Whatever.
Christian has gotten enough attention from us just saying.
The only thing that Sheamus, like, people look at Sheamus, like, damn, that dude's white. That's it. Like, that's the first reaction of everybody that shows wrestling for the first time. Oh. Damn, that dude's white.
Yeah. Remember when Cena called him a jar of mayonnaise? That was funny. Yeah. I like Sheamus. Sheamus,
he's good. I like him.
Yeah,
he just got to push Sheamus way too fast. I mean,
what? He's been out for like 5 years. WWE.
Huh?
He was like, he deserves it.
He was his first championship that he ever obtained was the WWE championship.
If you deserve that, you deserve it.
No one deserves that.
No, yeah, you do.
You gotta work. That's been held by Hulk Hogan, Dwayne Johnson, Stone Cold Steve Austin. These men are immortalized. If Sheamus does, like, the WWE championship shouldn't be held from people that you can't see in the future being in the Hall of Fame.
Sheamus like, will be in the Hall of Fame.
When they were fighting, you could tell that there was something special about them that their mark would stay in history forever.
Well, here's the thing. Sheamus has been around for like 5-6 years now. Remember, Dwayne Johnson was only in the WWE for 9 years. Cena surpassed that. Everybody surpassed that. So just remember that.
I understand. But
even Carlito's not even there anymore.
I'm just saying,
and Carlito's immortalized.
Carlito won. Is the first guy to come and like beat John Cena like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and yet Carlito's not even there anymore. Just saying.
Yeah, but because of his abuse of prescription pills.
Is that it?
Yeah, he was addicted to painkillers.
Oh, man, I really like Carlito. Mm. Come back, Carlito. Oh, you know who I miss?
His brother's there though, still.
Yeah, nobody cares. It's
he's
like
Los Matadores.
It's like who cares about Chavo Guerrero? But who I really wish would come back, Evan Bourne. He was so sick.
He was smoking too much weed.
Chavo got useless.
Whatever. He had to get high some way.
Yeah. Same thing, Rob Van Dam, when he came back, he wasn't smoking. But now he's smoking, and now he's coming back, so
Rob Van Dam's coming back?
Yeah, yeah.
He sucks.
I hope not. The guy's smoking more than he's ever smoked in his life.
He sucks so much.
He lives out here. He lives by Second City. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He is so terrible.
He has an office over there, too.
Really?
He's not the same RVD. And
he's cool. Dude, if you send out RVD like a tweet or an email, he'll do an interview or something with you.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's fucking cool. No prep, nothing. You just talk to him straight up.
Get him on the show.
I'm down. I'm going to eventually.
Dude. I would tell him to his face he sucks.
I love RVD, dude.
He was great. Like, I still do the RVD thing, you know, when I got muscles. I was like, oh, yeah, RVD. But now when he's doing little rolls and flips, I'm like, man, what is this, like, old Fruit Loop doing?
He's just not the same, you know. For some odd reason,
people get old.
Yeah, then stop wrestling. Somebody should have told that to Jerry. It's like, Lawler.
It's like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan went to baseball, and then came back.
Yeah, what did RVD do? He went and left and then came back to wrestling, where he knows that he still sucks at it because he's still old.
Because that's all he does. Yeah, there's people that just stick to one. It's like you branched out. It's different with you because you can do directing and all that. But some people, I just stick to acting. Like, I just talk about all these girls, about modeling. You branch yourself out. Do something different.
By the way,
different.
Girls, add me. Add me on everything. Add me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. If you're a hot Puerto Rican, Brazilian, if you have any kind of, if you have a vagina, follow me on Instagram, KAJSLARE4.
And then for your projects and stuff?
Time is up?
Yeah.
Okay, time's up. Okay. For the projects, follow us on Facebook at KO Productions.
Website? No?
The website is coming. The website is coming. We had a weird website like a year and a half ago, and I didn't like it. So,
do it yourself, dude. I did my own website.
Did you?
The Squarespace.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk. But for now, follow us on Facebook, KO Productions, Instagram, KAJSLARE4, Twitter, same thing, KAJSLARE4. I always tweet late night, say really inappropriate stuff. And if you're super hot, you could be my woman crush Wednesday.
WCW. Steve, is there anything you want to plug? Like the times you masturbate to WrestleMania 29, 28?
You know what? The only thing I want to masturbate to is CM Punk making it to the 30-man battle royal at WrestleMania.
Never going to happen. Kevin Nash is going to come back before that happens.
If he makes an appearance, you got to
Kevin Nash is going to come kick somebody and get thrown out.
On the show, and I will masturbate on air.
That's a promise, guys.
Yeah, that is a promise, everyone. If CM Punk makes an appearance at WrestleMania,
you're not going to tweet this to CM Punk now.
Steve Pierre, Steve Lee Pierre of, where is it, Connecticut, is going to...
Connecticut, that's where the WWE office is.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania will masturbate for the world to see, no matter how many times people tell you that porn is bad and will ruin your life.
On air.
This is happening, guys. I'm going to have to put a triple X disclaimer now instead of an 18 and over. Yeah. Now it's got to be 21 and over. Well, it's happening, guys. Well, for all those links, go to stevedez.com and you check. There's all listed for Kelby. I'll put a link for the live masturbating session when CM Punk returns because I'm going to be tweeting this podcast to CM Punk. And for everything Steve Dez-wise, just go to stevedez.com. You can find everything and anything Steve Dez-wise. And for all you guys that, you know, you want to accomplish your dreams and do things with me, go to Steve Dez, work with me. You know, it's right there in the stevedez.com section. So go there and click. Anyways, guys, it's been a pleasure. Mr. Kelby Joseph.
Yeah.
Pound it, Mr. Sir.
Bam.
Oh, there you go. He gets the pound because he was an amazing guest. He'll be back on the podcast, I'm pretty sure, pretty soon. His roommates are going to come here also, more than likely. And I will remember each of their names individually and won't say Polo. Jason.
And shout out to my cousin, Steve Pierre, who I don't know what he's doing, but usually during the day he doesn't respond. He's like a night owl. So I was surprised when he was like, yeah, for sure. I was like, what are you doing, smoking crack?
You know what? Robert Downey Jr. is one of my idols. So
I actually met that dude. I met Robert Downey Jr. twice.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate all of you. And I hope all of you have a nice day and accomplish every single one of your dreams. Take care, and I'll see you on the next Steve Dez Island podcast.
Alright, man.
Steve Dez Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.